some things are gonna work out. You're gonna try some things, you lose. You're gonna find some things, you're a winner. You got to learn to pick and choose. You got to climb to the mountain top. You got to swim that river wide. You got to cross that ocean deep. You got to reach way down inside. It's what you take.
Welcome back to Positive 3, the podcast that fearlessly explores the dark, heavy, and hard to talk about aspects of life. I'm your host, Jennifer, also known as the purple and gray-haired Nana of the internet, and I'm here to guide you on a journey of self-discovery and personal growth. Just want to mention, I am not a professional. I am simply a human who is sharing her stories on this roller coaster journey of life with the hopes that my stories will inspire others to be just a bit more kind, a bit more gentle on themselves as they navigate the ups and downs of life. Life can be messy, challenging, and downright difficult at times. But here at Positive 3, I believe that it's in those moments of struggle that we find our true selves. Through honest conversations, introspection, and a sprinkle of humor, we'll navigate the twists and turns of life together. This podcast is for those of you who are tired of surface-level conversations and crave something deeper. We'll dive headfirst into topics like mental health, self-doubt, relationships, and everything in between. No topic is too taboo to be explored, because I believe that by shining a light on the dark and heavy parts of life, we can find the strength to overcome them and also help others find their own strength. But Positive 3 isn't just about dwelling on the negatives. It's about finding the silver linings, the lessons, and the growth that come from facing life's challenges head on. We'll share stories of resilience, triumph, and personal transformation to inspire you on your own journey. Whether you're listening during your morning commute, on a solo walk, or curled up with a cup of tea, Positive 3 is your companion in navigating the complexities of life. Each episode will leave you feeling empowered, motivated, and ready to take on whatever comes your way. So join me here at Positive 3 as we uncover the hidden gems within life's darkest moments. Together, we'll embrace vulnerability, find our true selves, and live our best lives ever. So get ready to hit pause, dive deep, and emerge stronger than ever before. Welcome to Positive 3, where I explore the darkness to discover the extraordinary.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Fearless Friday. How are you all doing today? I'm not live today. I'm going to try something a little different and just trying to organize things here. Not that you care. Anyways, let's jump into it. Fearless Fridays. I'm Jen. I am here from Positive 3, Purple and Gray Haired Nana, coming out and sharing some words that hopefully help guide you and help give you a little bit of a push when perhaps you're feeling a little bit down. So before I get into Fearless Friday, if you haven't, I'm going to ask you from the bottom of my heart to subscribe, like, follow, all the things, whatever platform you are on. If you're on YouTube, please subscribe so you get notifications when these Fearless Fridays and all the other good stuff comes out. If you're on Spotify, be sure to follow me on my podcast. There's a bunch of good stuff coming out. We're going to have a calendar coming out soon for you guys to know what's coming up. And if you're on Facebook or Instagram, like and follow for sure. And don't be afraid to drop me a comment, drop me a message. I would love to hear from whoever out there is listening to what I have to say and how it is hopefully helping you in your life. All right, so let's jump into Fearless Friday. Today we're going to talk about setting boundaries, fearlessly setting boundaries. Setting boundaries is something that many of us struggle with, and we shouldn't be. but we do because we are so hesitant on taking time for ourselves and putting ourselves first. And by setting boundaries, that is exactly what you're doing, okay? We're not emotional sponges. We are not meant to be soaking up everybody's struggles, but unfortunately, sometimes that happens. And this is a little bit of a way to bring you back into your ground and bring you back into your space and help you practice setting boundaries so that you can be looking out for you, which will allow you to be better there for those in your life. Okay, so I really want you to start to recognize and practice. Everything in this journey is a practice, okay guys? Practice recognizing what is yours to carry and what isn't, okay? We can still be supportive without actually shouldering the weight of the world. Then again, we can be supportive without actually carrying the weight of the world. Yeah, that's possible. Wouldn't that be a breath of fresh air to actually be able to do that? So hopefully this is going to help you to stop absorbing what is not yours negatively. Okay, it's okay to say no. It's okay to protect your energy. Your mental health, folks, is non-negotiable. That needs to be your utmost front and center priority. Is it? Sometimes it is, but hopefully my talks and this is going to help you figure out and make it more of a priority all the time. So let's focus on what uplifts you and what is a source of positive energy for you, okay? By setting boundaries, that's going to help you to do that. So I'm just going to go over real quick three little steps that you can incorporate in your daily lives to start practicing being okay with setting boundaries and saying no, and figuring out ways to be supportive without carrying that weight. Okay, guys? So the first one is clearly communicate your limits. Now the kicker with that one is you have to be able to recognize and accept your own limits first. Okay, there's nothing negative about that. We all have limits. Sometimes their limits are a little bit more than others, but we all have limits and that's okay. So we need to recognize those and then we need to clearly communicate those. So express your needs and your limits to others. So those that you're, you know, those that you're around, your relationships that you're in, be at work, be at home, be at family, wherever it is. So if you have a friend, for example, that constantly asks you to do something, they asking for favors and you are just swamped, you're feeling overwhelmed. But of course, oh yes, of course I can help you with that. Sound familiar? Meanwhile, in the back of your head, you're thinking, okay, I've got this list of things I need to do. How am I supposed to do this and also help out this person? So maybe you need to practice saying, I really value our friendship. I appreciate that you're asking for help. However, right now I need to prioritize me and I won't be able to help you this time. Sounds easy. Maybe even practice saying it to yourself. Get in front of a mirror and just practice getting those words flowing if that's something new for you, okay? Because the more we do things, the more we become used to doing them. And unfortunately, that goes for positive and negative things, okay? So you have it in you. You have the ability to say, you know what? I value our friendship. I appreciate you. I love you. I wish I could help. Right now, I just can't. End of story. You don't know an explanation. You don't know anything. No is an answer, friends. Sorry, I can't do it. Okay, so number two thing is learning to say no. Okay, so we talked about clearly communicating, but it's important also, kind of touched on this in the first one, it's important to recognize that saying no is not at all selfish in the negative tone. It is putting you first. It is prioritizing you. It is helping you to honor your own boundaries. Okay, so let's say you're at work or anywhere, again, somebody asks you to do something and you're just feeling overwhelmed and you're I just can't do this, what am I supposed to do? So you just say, thanks for the opportunity, unfortunately I'm at my capacity right now and I can't do that. I can't take on any more projects. No, I can't do it. And I know in the workplace this is a little difficult, but again, the more we practice saying no, especially to the little things, okay? So start small, guys, and don't beat yourself up if you slip, because chances are you're going to slip, and chances are you're going to get sucked into doing something that you don't want to do again. When those times happen, just be gentle and come back to things. Okay, you know what? Practice. How could I have done that differently? This is what I'm going to say next time. Okay. And then the third thing I want to talk about is something I talk about quite often, and that is practicing self-care. Again, self-care is not selfish. It is a priority that we need to make. Okay. So prioritize self-care activities, whether it's going for a walk, whether it's reading, whatever it is that is not hurting anybody else and is making you happy and it is not harming you, that is your self-care. It could be going for a walk. It could be going out to the gym. It could be going out to meet with friends. It could be sleeping. It could be whatever it is that makes you feel refreshed, both emotionally and physically and mentally. That's your self-care. It's going to be different for everybody, okay? But by dedicating time to self-care, again, we are learning that it is okay to take time for us. It is okay to have boundaries, healthy boundaries, and do it fearlessly, friends, okay? So setting boundaries can be scary. It's something that we probably have a lot of fear around. Maybe you don't even realize it's just something that you automatically do. I'm encouraging you to be fearless. Put yourself first because you deserve it. You are number one in your life, okay? That needs to be a priority. So setting boundaries, it's a continuous practice. You need to do this all the time, all the time, all the time. Practice, 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 okay? It's just like when we were a kid, learning to crawl, learning to walk, learning to all these things. Just because we're in a bigger body with bigger experiences and we moved on in our life doesn't mean we can't still take little steps. Doesn't mean we're not going to fall. But it's being fearless and saying, it's okay that I've fallen. I'm going to get back up and I'm going to get back on these boundaries and I'm going to do what is right for me. Okay, so take the time to establish boundaries, communicate those boundaries. Because folks, isn't it time you stop letting fear dictate where your boundaries are? Isn't it time you stop letting fear dictate and you start taking control and start living and loving your own fabulous, authentic life. Okay, friends, that is a Fearless Friday for today. Setting boundaries fearlessly. Everything you do in life, everything you do today, guys, do it fearlessly, okay? You have the power in you. You have the strength there. Do what you need to do. Make it a fabulous day. And if you can't make it a fabulous day, be gentle. Let it be a day and no tomorrow. Take care, my friends. Bye for now.
As we say goodbye for now, I just want to take this time to thank you for sharing your time with me and taking some time for yourself to hopefully listen to these podcasts and gain some insight. And hopefully they're going to help you along this journey that you're living. So until next time, I wish you peace, I wish you kindness, I wish you happiness, and I wish you love. Now, if this podcast has been entertaining, beneficial for yourself, I encourage you to please share it. And if there's other people out there that you think who might benefit from my podcast and its vision, I please encourage you to share it as well. The best way we can do the best in our life is by sharing what we feel is good. So until next time, my friends, take care, be kind, sending lots of love. Bye for now.
Pass you by, you might run out of time.